Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
And our topic today is what to do about the people who won't vaccinate. And part of that, when I say it like that, part of that means, you know, hopefully persuading them, convincing them to get vaccinated. But in an odd way, I think there's almost something more important, which is engaging with them, how to deal with the fact that we're now surrounded by, a certain percentage of the population that just isn't going to get vaccinated.
Yeah, so there are two different questions. The first one is what to do with them. Can you persuade them? What is the best strategy to do that? The second is how do you deal with them on your own terms? You know, how do you stay friends with a friend who doesn't want to? What do you do if inside your family people don't want to vaccinate or colleagues at work? These are questions that we're going to have to address as a society.
Yeah, and to kind of verify that it wasn't just us who were dealing with this, Gabe and I, we hit the streets of Bonn to talk to basically anyone about whether they knew someone who wasn't going to vaccinate and how that made them feel.
Science Unscripted.
Yes, I know several people who are not going to get the vaccination. They are not friends and they are not family, so they are just people I know from work, for example. I try to just ignore their attitude.
Okay, so you're ignoring
this
decision of the... Yeah, you're trying to ignore it.
Yes.
But yeah, try is kind of an important word there because it's really hard to ignore this. Has it changed how you feel about these people?
Well, I'm not allowed really to... To judge these people.
What do you mean you're not allowed to judge? Who is not allowing you to judge?
The kind of just how we are, we as human beings.
Society.
I can't really judge people for not doing things that I would do.
Yes, you can.
No,
you
can't.
Definitely judge people for that.
No, I don't think so. I somehow do, but I think I don't.
That's what I wanted to say. It's you're saying what I would tell myself, you know, to be a better version of myself. Don't judge. Everyone can make their own decision. But that's not how I really actually feel. It frustrates the hell out of me to look at these people and think you're not helping other people and you're not stopping this pandemic. Would you want to have a talk with these colleagues about the COVID-19 vaccines and try to change their minds?
No, I don't think I can change their minds because they are not my real colleagues. They're just people I meet while I'm working.
Okay, so my mom and my stepdad are not planning to get vaccinated because they think it's quite dangerous and not there hasn't been enough research on it.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
How is that going down within the rest of your family that your mom and your stepdad are just not going to get the vaccine?
Well, I think they try to influence the rest of the family a lot. So they tell them very strictly that they shouldn't do it. And specifically my brother and I are not talking to them so much because it's very tough. We keep it as a secret because we are vaccinated, you know?
Wait, so you're vaccinated, but you and your brother are keeping that vaccination a secret from your parents?
Yeah, because it's too big of a discussion. We don't want to talk about that with them. He's so strict, and you know, I think it's impossible to explain to him that it's useful. He's so
stubborn.
He's incredibly stubborn. So you can't convince him that it's useful.
What do you think his reaction or your mom's reaction would be if they found out?
Actually, for me, it's very problematic because they pay for me, you know. I can't work, I study so much, and I think they might stop giving money to me if they knew I was vaccinated.
What does it feel like for you, someone who studies medicine in a way, to have a mom and a stepdad who seem to be so against medicine? That must be a really weird place to be.
Yeah, it's painful, and also it's quite... peinlich.
Embarrassing?
I think it's embarrassing. I cannot talk to anyone about it. And they're so stubborn. It's also painful because, in fact, I know, or I think we all know how it should be, and you cannot convince them of anything. It's impossible.
It's a friend of me.
A friend?
Yes.
And is the friendship still going?
Yes, but it's difficult because the other all have the vaccine, and she not, and we feel a little bit that she will not be part of the community. No?
Like your community among your group of friends, or the greater community?
Yes, the great community of people. We all have to have our own part to win the fight against COVID. I said a little bit dramatical. Yes.
And would you ever end the friendship with your friend because of this? Would it ever get that bad? Or?
I try to say again and again, do it, make it. It's so important. Perhaps someday she will do it. Oh, that's my bus.
It's your bus. One last question before you get on this bus. Will you ever give up trying?
No, I will never get up trying. I try again and again.
Science Unscripted. When we go out to the streets of Bonn to get these, they're called Vox Pops. That's Latin for voice of the people. It generally takes a bit, an hour before we speak to enough people with something to say to fill it. But this one was really easy.
Anyone you talk to. No, there were two of them. There were two people who said, and one was young, one was old, who said, no, you know, I don't know anyone who's not planning to vaccinate. And there, I think you and I both.
But just think about that. Within the span, we spoke to five people and we already had a friend, a colleague, and someone within the family who was not going to vaccinate. And that's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
That says something about society at large, right? That this is everywhere.
Yeah, and it's a big enough problem that we felt it necessary to try to answer it, if you can answer it, both, again, on the how do you get them to vaccinate, but more importantly, how do you sit across from them at a coffee table and not feel annoyed, frustrated?
What do you do when the topic comes up?
Yeah, or should you avoid it? There's one person here in Germany that we've spoken to before and we thought would be perfect to talk to about this. Her name's Sarah Eitze. She's a vaccine hesitancy researcher at the University of Erfurt. And she's been monitoring how Germans feel toward the COVID-19 vaccines.
Literally from day one, from the very beginning of the pandemic, getting numbers, talking to Germans constantly to get a sense of whether they're going to vaccinate and why.
Yeah, and she also has insights into how we as just normal human beings can deal with people who aren't going to vaccinate.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Sarah Eitze. I'm working at the Health Communication Department at the University of Erfurt, and I'm part of the COSMOS study group. Yeah, we're asking every 2 weeks about 1,000 people about their perceptions towards the current pandemic situation.
And what are you seeing in your data, Sarah? Where do Germans stand right now, and how many of them are not going to get vaccinated?
We can see that about 25% right now are quite hesitant to get vaccinated in the moment. So 57% of the unvaccinated are saying that they want to get the vaccine and they are highly motivated. And if we add up the people that are already vaccinated, we can see that 75% of our sample is planning or did already get the vaccine.
We were out on the streets of Bonn earlier speaking to people about how to deal with people who don't want to get vaccinated. And we didn't speak with all that many people. And of that group, we met someone who was struggling with a colleague. We met someone who was struggling with a friend. And we met someone who was struggling with people within their own family. So this is clearly permeated German society. And my question for you, Sarah, is how do we deal with people who aren't going to get vaccinated? How are there tips there?
If you're in conversation with someone who just does not want to get vaccinated at all, I would say it's not really a good idea to go into a fight or into a straight discussion with these people, because something made them believe that this is the right decision for them. So we have to accept that now at this point, they do perceive fear when they're thinking about the vaccine.
Sarah, is this something you can ignore? I'm sure you also know people who aren't planning to get vaccinated. And for me, it's not a small issue.
We had friends that we had a drink with the other weekend, and one of them is not going to get vaccinated. And we avoided the topic. We just didn't talk about it. And yet it was floating in the air. In fact, we actively avoided the topic. Her husband at one point, when it came up, said, let's talk about something else. Is that healthy at all? Is that a good way of dealing with it? Just pretend it's not happening, pretend it's not there? Or is it better to confront and to just kind of dump some of your feelings or your facts on them? What would your strategy be if you confronted that in a real life scenario?
Maybe just to be transparent in the situation that you were in. So say, listen, I know we've got different opinions on this right now. I've read a lot and I've did some research about facts towards vaccination. We can have a conversation about it, and I can tell you about my experiences with vaccination if you're interested. So reach out and try to get them into an open discussion where these people can really listen to this. Or you can just say, I know we have different opinions about it. I know I would feel better if I know that you're protected, but at least it's your decision. And if you just get into a fight with these people and they just quit the contact, this might result in them not getting to hear any of the facts of vaccination at all, because they're just surrounding themselves with other people who are also denying these facts.
And did I understand your data well? I believe one of the best ways of doing it was also to maybe appeal to, you know, the social benefits of helping others. Is that something I should try?
Yeah, I mean, there will be always people with a bad immune system that are not able to get the vaccine and who have to rely on everyone surrounding them to protect them. So this is always a strong argument, but it could really, really backfire if someone is denying the facts towards vaccination. And it always depends if the people are just hesitant or if they are just way beyond science denialism. Then I don't think a real discussion is possible.
And that was Sarah Eitze, a vaccine hesitancy researcher here in Germany.
Coming to us from the University of Erfurt.
Yeah.
There. This whole thing started, Connor, there's a food cart right outside Deutsche Welle, a Polish guy there, a really, really nice guy who serves up some good food.
Spicy Mediterranean rice with vegetables in it.
Over the past few months, we've loved going there. And then last week, we found out, he divulged to us that he wasn't going to vaccinate. And the arguments that he provided for that, it turned me off
to his
to
food.
Him
to yeah to his food and to his personality. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
So we went from loving the guy, or I did, I really enjoyed his company and just everything he had to say I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that moment on, didn't really like him anymore.
Although we then, what do? We took a break from eating his food. And again, I would be the first to say that it depends on what people say when they say they're not going to vaccinate. There are worse things and better things, and he was in the worst category, spewing a lot of nonsense, saying that his rice, if you ate it, would kill viruses in your throat, and that therefore you couldn't be infected. Some real nonsense.
It wasn't only that he was spewing the nonsense, it was the way in which he was spewing it. Completely certain
and
that he was
angry,
right.
Angry.
That he was right, yeah. And I and everybody like me or you were wrong, and it was an arrogance and an aggression. Whew.
Yeah,
yeah. And
I guess
if you know that situation, then I still don't know what to do. And that's how do you keep interacting with that person? That will be a question I think that a lot of people in the world have to deal with.
Get in touch with us if you have anything to say on this one. You can email us. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.